What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lens Talk. We've made it to episode 3. I'm your host, Austin.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we have our very first guest on the show. We will be talking about 5 practical self-care tips straight from the mouth of a licensed massage therapist. Brooke, do you want to introduce our guest?
Sure. So we have with us today Camille. And like Austin said, she's a licensed massage therapist. And she also just so happens to be me and Austin's really good friend. So we are really excited to have her here. She's been doing massage for about 4 years now. And I'll kind of let her introduce herself a little bit more too. But yeah, she's one of our really good friends. And we're excited to have her be our first guest on here.
Insert applause sound effect.
Yeah. So I think one reason why this was an important topic for us is how many times after a photo shoot or even just a long week of editing or whatever it is that you're doing and you feel so much tension and pressure in your neck and in your shoulders or in your back. So I think this was just something we thought would be really helpful for a lot of other photographers out there. She's going to share some really good tips that can help us, you know, make sure we take care of our bodies, since sometimes we can have really long days and, you know, so just to take care of everything.
Yeah, I remember the last wedding we did together, Brooke, back around like Thanksgiving time. And I feel like that was like an 8 or 10 hour day. And I just remember we actually went over Camille's house after the shoot and the drive there. We were like, we can't wait to get to Camille's and just lay on her couch and order some food because just being on your feet all day, it's really strenuous on your body.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, hey, Sister Camille.
Hello.
So tell the people your background. How did you get into massage therapy?
So, actually, I was always wanting to get into the medical field in some way, but I've always been a fan of holistic care, which is, you know, includes the mind, the body, and not necessarily a lot of Western medical intervention. And so it was actually a suggestion of a friend of my sister's that was a massage therapist that thought I would like really enjoy it. So that kind of got me interested in it. And I ended up going to Columbus State Community College and took about 2 years, but I got a degree and I've been doing massage for just shy of 5 years now.
Nice. Yeah. When I was preparing for the episode, like, obviously I know what you do for work. I remember you being in school, but when I thought about it, I was like, I don't know if I ever really knew what got her into that.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that.
Yep. It's pretty simple.
Nice. So one question I definitely wanted to ask you was, like, from your perspective, what's the importance of massage therapy? Is that something everybody should do? When should we do it? How much should we do it?
All day, every day. No, I'm massage is definitely valuable for everyone. Like, no matter your circumstances, age, from infant to,
adult.
No, that's not what
I was going to say opposite of infant, adult.
anyhow. From infants to the elderly, everyone can benefit from massage. And a lot of people think it's just kind of like a luxury type thing, but it's really just like healthcare. Mm-hmm. It helps your circulatory system, helps boost your immune system, which a lot of people are concerned about right now. Helps with your stress levels. And I'm like really big on the mind-body connection, how your mind affects your body and vice versa. And the better you take care of your body, the healthier that your mind is also, which, you know, to be working all day and focusing on getting the right shot and even, you know, just to have like the personality and everything that you need to be working with people, that's always really important. So I think it's super valuable for anybody.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good point about how a lot of people like think of massage just as like a luxury item, or they think of a spa setting. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't until I started seeing massage firsthand with you that I realized how much like health benefits it actually really does have.
Yeah. And I've been working in a chiropractic office for a while now, most of the time that I've been doing massage. And there we work with people, you know, fresh out of surgeries and joint replacements and with all kind of health conditions, and massage helps with all of it.
So yeah, when I first got a massage, it was actually from a chiropractic office. I had just got in a car accident. I got rear-ended. It was my first car. And of course, if you've ever been in an accident like that, I don't know how these people get your information, but I got all these letters from chiropractic offices, yeah, and phone calls from lawyers and stuff. I'm like, what the heck? But I actually ended up going and had to be in treatment for, I think, 6 or 8 weeks with the chiropractor. And then at the end of it, you know, my final appointment was to actually get a massage. And yeah, even, I mean, the chiropractic appointments, I never really realized how beneficial that was. And then the massage, right, at the end was really nice too. So I can definitely see how you can benefit from doing that regularly.
Okay. So Camille, I believe you have 5 tips prepared for us today. So go ahead and share your first one.
Okay. So the first one is a stretch that I think you all were talking about at the beginning is for your neck. I know you have to strain your neck a lot and even doing editing and stuff. So a really good stretch to do is if you're sitting up straight, okay, in a chair, on the couch, wherever you're at.
Okay.
You can just drop your head straight down towards your chest. And if you use one of your hands to just kind of pull slightly down from the top of your head, you can kind of feel a deeper stretch along the back of your neck, and sometimes, depending on how tight your neck is, even into like the base of your skull. But try to keep your back straight and sit up while you do it. That makes a difference.
Yeah, because I was definitely just slouched all the way over. Okay, so you said back straight.
Yeah.
And then put like the palm of your hand on your scalp, basically.
Yeah, just.
And then use that hand to kind of pull, yeah, your head down.
Okay. Use your hand to just pull your head down.
Okay.
I definitely feel that in my neck.
Yeah, I feel that right now, too.
And you can even stretch kind of the sides of your neck, too. So if you want to, like, stretch the left side of your neck, mm-hmm, still sitting up straight, you can kind of pull your neck over and down like you're pulling your right knee.
Oh, wow.
And you can feel a stretch in the left side of your neck. And
then Austin, did you say, oh, wow?
Yeah.
This does feel good. Yeah, this feels good.
You can do it to the other side too, and ideally holding them for like 30 seconds would be great.
Okay.
To, you know, just get a nice deep stretch for your neck.
Yeah, that one feels really good. I like that. I feel like the neck is one of my most problematic areas.
Yes,
that does feel good, and that's true too, because it's not just from the camera being around our neck, but I didn't really think about like strain from just sitting at the computer editing for like several hours or sending out emails or whatever. So that'll definitely be helpful.
Yes, mm-hmm, it's always really helpful.
Perfect. Okay, what is your second tip?
Okay, so this one is for the forearms. I feel like, Brooke, you've told me this before, mm-hmm, from like shooting and stuff, yeah, that you're
clicking a lot, yes, with that finger.
Right, so like that your finger and forearm bothers you a lot. So this one is a little bit harder to explain, but I recommend that it's best to like stand in front of a wall, just like the arm's distance from the wall, and whichever hand you want to start with, you can start with your right, just make a loose fist, and then I want you to just bend your wrist forward and press against the wall with the back of your hand.
Oh yeah, I got it.
So you'll be stretching like the top of your arm, you should feel a stretch, and even into the fingers a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah, I instantly felt it in my forearm.
Yeah, and so that's a good one. Do that on both sides. And then if you flip your arm around,
mm-hmm,
and then raise it up, if you're against the wall, raise your arm up a little bit higher than just like eye length, just like a little bit higher than that. Or and then press your palm against the wall.
Okay.
And you'll feel a stretch more on the inside of your arm.
Yep.
Up into the elbow even a little bit.
Yep.
And that's usually a really good stretch to kind of, because I use my hands and wrists a lot too for work. And that's a really good one to kind of stretch those out a little bit.
And I love that one a lot. So simple. These are super easy to do.
Yes. And you can do them anywhere, really.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. Okay. What is tip number 3?
Okay. So the back, you know, that's universally people need to stretch their back out. So I always recommend child's pose. You can always look it up, but it's basically just kneeling on the floor with your butt on your heels. You're just going to want to lean over and extend your arms out in front of you as far as you can. It's great for your low back. I even always feel it in my shoulders and upper back if they're really tight too. So that's a great one to do. Hold that. You can hold that for as long as you want to. It's really relaxing also. And then also a good one to do for your low back is if you're laying flat on your back on the floor with your legs extended out, you can bring one knee up and just pull it into your chest. And then even to get a little bit more of a stretch, you can kind of let your knee out to a 90 degree angle. And if you want to, you're stretching out that right side, you're going to use your left hand, put it on your knee and bring it across your body. And if you leave that right arm flat on the ground, you'll feel a nice stretch. And then you can hold that for, you know, 10 seconds or so. And then just switch to the other side, pull that knee in, and then bring it across your body. And those feel really great for your back.
Yeah. I feel like that's definitely one I need to start incorporating, because standing on your feet and, you know, that back, I can already feel that stretch now. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you even feel a little pop. Nice little self-adjustment. Feels pretty good.
Okay. Perfect. Number four.
Okay. So number four is not necessarily a stretch, but, you know, you're on your feet a lot, moving around. I always recommend people get great supportive shoes. But when you come home, sometimes your feet are just achy, a little swollen. So I recommend putting a water bottle in the freezer before you head out. When you come home, just take your socks off and just roll your foot over top of the frozen water bottle. And it feels really good because you get the pressure, and also the ice is going to help if you have any inflammation. So that's really, I do that one a lot. If you don't want to use a water bottle, you can always just use like a tennis ball if you have one, a golf ball laying around the house, and just roll your foot, the bottom of your foot over top, and that's just like a nice little massage for the bottom of your feet.
That's a good tip.
That one sounds really good too.
That one's great,
especially the cold water bottle. Like that inflammation you were saying with the frozen water.
Yes, it feels so good.
My feet are in pain every single time I do a wedding and swallow
every time.
I recommend,
and they just get hot, you know, you're just on them all day. So that frozen water bottle may melt instantly, but
it's great for hot sweaty feet.
That one definitely sounds like it'll feel really, really good.
Okay,
and then what is your final tip for us?
This is my favorite tip. Find a massage therapist and go get a massage.
Yes.
That's the best thing to do. I recommend if you can go weekly, go weekly. Massage is like exercise. The more consistent you are with it, the better your results are going to be.
Yeah.
But at the very least, monthly is like the best way to go, so that you are, your body is functioning at the best potential that it can.
Yes. No, I definitely recommend, you know, Camille's recommendation of getting a massage all the time. And if you guys are located in the Columbus, Ohio area, that is where she works. So, let us know if you're interested and we can get you guys connected.
Now, Camille, we do have a listener question from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's actually just for me, but, now that last stretch that you talked about, you got into 90 degree angles and left arm and right leg, and that may be a little bit hard to remember. Can the people that listen to Lynn's talk get some sort of a document with these tips written out on them that we can give to them?
So first things first, YouTube is a great help. You can always look up low back stretches on YouTube, and those ones are going to be like the first ones to come up. And so you can get a visual on them. Also, on my Instagram page, I occasionally post great stretches to do for different things. A lot of people have like back and neck trouble, so I post those a lot. So my Instagram is CammyLMT, CammyLMT, if you'd like to follow me.
Please do.
Yes! Everyone follow Cam.
So, Cam, for the people that are in the Columbus area, excuse me, can you let them know what services that you offer to them if they want to book with you?
If you live in the Columbus area, I do in-home massage right now. So I can do relaxation, deep tissue. I do chair massage, spa parties. I do pediatric massage for the kids, prenatal massage for expecting mothers. So there's a lot of different things I can do. But yeah, reach out to me on my Instagram, and I would love to get something set up for you. Yay!
Yes. Well, thank you, Camille, for being the first official guest on the Lens Talk podcast. We were happy to have you.
I feel so privileged.
Hopefully you'll come back and chat with us again in the future, because we're all about self-care for our photographers.
Yes. All right, so that wraps up episode 3. If you guys follow us on Instagram, which is Lens Talk Podcast, you'll be able to see what episode 4, what the topic is for that episode, which should be coming out next week. So, of course, give us a follow not only on Instagram, but on the podcast here. That way you can be notified when new episodes are released. And then you can send us an email at lenstalkpodcast@gmail.com. And you can send in any topics that you want us to talk about, any funny stories, nightmare client stories, anything you think that the photography community would love to hear. Share it with us. Yeah.
And don't forget that you can go to our Anchor profile and you can send us voice messages. And if you do that, you may possibly be featured on a future episode.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
One, two, three.
Bye. Bye. So okay, I'll think, corny.
Okay, we'll just use that.